Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Ladies Unscripted. It is Kay, Chrissy, and Gayla on the line. What's going on, ladies? Can you ladies hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you now.
Perfect.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Present.
What do you mean? Hey, what do you mean?
Get it,
what's
girl.
Going on tonight, ladies?
Nice chill Sunday. What's going on with you?
No, nothing. Just finished devouring some cheesecake. I'm in heaven right now.
So I guess
very
your Thanksgiving
nice.
Was good.
Oh, it's excellent. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was tiring. I cooked for two households, so yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I hope everyone had a great
want to know why you would do two households.
Surgeries.
Enough said.
Surgery.
Yeah. People weren't able to cook. They had surgeries. So I was doing my good deed for the year.
Look at you. The Lord bless you.
Kayla, how was yours?
It was good. It was good. Just, you know, pretty chill.
That's good. Well, I'm glad we're back because we were out last weekend preparing for the holiday. And this evening we have some awesome stuff to talk about.
Yes.
Can anybody hear me?
Yes. What was going on?
Oh, I was just saying, tonight we have some pretty cool stuff to talk about. It's an interesting topic, one that has all touched our lives in some funny ways. Tonight we're discussing online dating.
Yes, that has definitely been a milestone, I guess you could say, in our lives. Nice, interesting
right.
time.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Right.
Yeah, and the uglier.
So, when do y'all think truly online dating came about? Because when we were kids, this didn't exist.
Yes, it did. It was called Black Planet.
No, that's not what we were teenagers in. I'm talking about when we were straight up kids.
No.
The internet wasn't like big back then.
Right. How can you online date when you're typing in code? The whole thing is in HTML.
Yeah, you
pretty
still
much
learn
yeah,
computer language. C++.
Yep.
You on this DOS-based computer.
That's when we were playing Oregon Trail. Nobody could online date.
That's what I was gonna say. Too busy playing Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah, so I guess I'm thinking, I mean, because Black Planet was really, like, popular during maybe our high school, college days. So I would think, even though it wasn't called online dating, a lot of people were using the internet to find other people and hook up. So hence, online dating
the basis is still pretty much the same.
Yeah, whether it was Instant Messenger or Planet or MySpace. It was evolution.
Oh, you know what? This just came into my mind. I remember back then, people used to use phone lines, like 1-800 numbers, to talk to people.
Phone sex, yes.
I just want
not
to point out that you
sex,
make
like
us sound like we were in the Stone
meet
Age.
People.
Yeah,
you probably have phone sex, girl, six. But I remember because I have a family member that met a girlfriend from one of those phone numbers, not a sex number.
Sure.
No, she was a real person. I remember meeting her and everything, but that's how they met.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we prolong the conversation or get too deep into it, if anyone would like to call in, share any horror stories, success stories, or talk about how old they were when online dating started, feel free to give us a call. You can definitely call in with us at 347-855-8793. All right, keep the party going.
So let's switch gears into our online dating experiences. In our group meet last year, one of our very special friends decided to challenge us all to sign up for Tinder, and then we'd deem each other's, levels of success.
Yes, that was a fun few months. I won't even say the whole summer. Fun few weeks.
Yeah, it was interesting to say the least. I did end up going on a date with this guy. I actually went on a few dates with this one guy. But I don't know. He was probably duller than a bag of Marita bread.
What the
and
hell?
I really tried to be attracted to him, but it just was not working. And then he, tried to kiss me on the second date, and I was just flabbergasted and appalled. And then he, texted me, on date 3 or 4 and said, I think we should be exclusive. And I'm like,
Carlton Banks, that was who it was, right? The one we named Carlton Banks.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. That was during my keep an open mind phase.
I love how we came up with nicknames for most of these guys. Because
you
remember Sonic? It was my online dating days. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Sonic.
Sonic.
6 months.
Pen pal.
Yours was who?
Pen pal.
Oh,
all we
really?
Did was sex.
Is that current pen pal or is this a new kind of pen pal?
The pen pal I just met.
Oh, damn. That's been going on that long?
Right, just a whole bunch of texts and
that's a year's worth of text messages. You a good one.
Not a year. It was since maybe July. And
of this year?
Text messages were better than meeting in person. Let's just say that.
That's unfortunate.
It was. Wasted data space.
Yeah, Carlton Banks wanted to be exclusive after, 3 dates, and I was telling him, I don't even know your last name. You don't know my last name. I was like, we should just be friends, and good day.
Did you have any good experiences with online dating?
Who?
Define good.
You didn't walk away with your face balled up?
Oh, okay. Yeah, been a couple of them. Been a few, probably more good than bad. I only had, probably two, I ain't about this life experiences, but.
Yeah, you all know about my tragic one. I would say more overall, the one that ended up on the blog.
Blog.
We're both thinking hard right now.
With the banker.
The banker.
He ain't.
I just wanted you to stand up, so I see. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that coon.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah, you know, mine was, I had two of them. One was a guy who said he was 39, and then when I saw him in person, I was like, probably 10 years ago you were 39.
and made me wish I was a bad person so that I wouldn't feel bad about just looking at him and then walking out the door. But I was
no
through.
Way. You turned around and walked right back out.
I wanted to. I had a vision of myself doing it, but I'm not a rude person. So I said, I'm going to have to power through the shit.
Yeah, power through it.
Power through, God. Power through.
My.
And then the other one, the guy's credit card declined for a $2 beer.
Damn.
Yeah, that was the most uncomfortable experience ever.
Hard times have fallen upon him. I hope he's doing better.
Yeah. Are you talking about Subway gift cards? Were you talking about Subway?
Yeah.
Okay, I had missed a portion of the conversation, so I had to step away. But I figured it's who we were talking about. Maybe he'll get some Subway gift cards for Christmas.
When I called you on the way home from a date about the Midget Mac.
About who?
Oh, y'all, a Tinder guy from last year. He was cool. He had a nice voice on the phone. He said he was 5'9". I get out the car. This mofo was more like 5'6", 5'7". I'm just sitting there looking at him across the table, and I'm like, yo, this man has short forearms. Like, how do you lie about your height, like 2 inches? Like, I'm not going to be able to tell the difference in person.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Lies and fabrications, girl. Lies and fabrications.
Right. Like, you need to adjust your Tinder profile immediately.
So what, we all had our experiences with that one. I would probably say those were probably, well, no, because I only met one from Tinder. But out of all of the other sites, are there any others that you guys tried? And what was your success rate, or was there a success rate?
I signed up for blackpeoplemeet.com because a friend in our group me chat said he met his now wife on Black People Meet. I was like, you know, all right, whatever, I can give it a shot, see what's on there. And it was the worst 4 days of online dating ever. Remember the one guy I sent y'all a screenshot, and his picture, his profile said he was a guidance counselor, but he spelled counselor wrong.
Oh, yes, I remember that. I remember.
It's like, really, dude? When one of the other ones, it was kind of interesting. Remember maybe 2 summers ago, I met a guy in Miami, and he wasn't bad looking. It just kind of fell apart. It didn't really go anywhere. Nothing happened. But he messaged me on Black People Meet, and I'm like, wait, I know you. So I had to run down that night, and he was like, oh, yeah, I do. So nothing still manifested from that, but I thought that was kind of interesting that somebody that liked me before hit me up again.
Well, at least he's consistent.
What'd you say?
I said at least he's consistent.
Oh, yeah, he definitely has a type.
Yeah, I
don't
think
a lot of block numbers in my
phone. I definitely haven't wanted to try any Black People Meet. I kind of gave up on the online dating thing. Like, you know what? I'm just going to sit back.
Right. Let life happen.
Basically.
Yeah. After the whole give me 6 months, I was pretty much over it. Yeah. It was just kind of like, what? Yeah. I'm just, yeah.
Did you?
Like, yeah.
Okay,
I will say out of all of the sites that I did try, well, I make it seem like I tried like 15 different sites, maybe like 3 or 4 I think I tried. But OkCupid made me feel like a celebrity. I felt like the Kim Kardashian of the online dating world. Because remember I sent you guys a screenshot of the email where it was like, you're one of the hot commodities or something on the site.
Oh, yes,
like
yes,
my profile
yes.
has been viewed so many times or whatever. I was just like, wow, okay, that's interesting. So, yeah, that was probably like the highlight of my dating for me.
Okay, so yeah. I remember when I was interested in looking online again, y'all were like, no, don't do that one. Do this one because it yields better results. Like, I do think Tinder has the more attractive people on it. Black people, me?
Because on Tinder,
not so much.
It's all about Netflix and chill.
Yeah. I'm surprised they don't have a Netflix and Chill website.
Oh, give it time.
Hey, we may need to do that. That may be a good business venture.
Right, just modify the name a little bit so there's no trademark infringement.
Yeah. You know, I think that I think it was more successful on, like, Match.com than others. Like, I met a couple pretty cool guys off of there and went on some nice dates. They just didn't manifest anything.
Okay.
I know most people didn't want to do Match because you had to pay to see the pictures for the profile. So I guess if you're really serious about it, you'd pay for it.
$16 to Black People Meet, and I shut that shit down. They kept the $16, and I left. Keep the damn money.
Keep the money.
I just did a random search for dating apps on just Google, and there are tons and tons and tons. Like, I've heard of Zoosk. An older couple I met that was getting married, they met on Zoosk. There, of course, there's Plenty of Fish, OkCupid, Tinder, Scout, Coffee Meets Bagel. There's some more.
I actually thought about Coffee Meets Bagel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I read an article about that. That one was actually pretty good. Seemed pretty cool. It's actually developed by Lemon.
Yeah, like, they have star ratings, how many people have actually used it, whether it's free or not. There's, of course, one, Flirt and Hookup. Then they have ones dedicated to, you know, nationality, ethnicity. They have...
Like J-Date.
Yes, J-Date, J-Zoog, that's for Jews. Asian people's dating. Like, Christian dating.
Now, I heard some funny things about Christian people meet. Them people don't necessarily be Christian-like. So,
it's the same thing with Black people meet.
Okay,
half of them ain't Black.
Jezebel and some not your Boaz on there. Maybe. there's some things going on over there from what I hear.
I bet. Dear. Christian mingle. Only 2.5 stars and 564 people rating it.
Wow.
Mm. Now, ain't nobody being real Christian over there.
Of course not. Now, there's one on here that's called Older Women Dating, in case you're looking for a cougar.
You might as well get on Craigslist.
Oh, here's one, Interracial Dating, and above that, is called another one's called Shalom.
I'm going to go on there and give me a good Jew man. I need me a good Jewish man.
Now, this one has 36 people rating it, and it's got 5 stars. It's called Invite Up Dating App.
Never heard of that one.
Me neither. But there's definitely plenty of options out here.
Yeah, based on orientation, I know there's one that's like Tinder for, like, the LGBT community, and I remember, like, working with a couple of guys who were on it. He's like, yeah, I met him already, did this. I was like, oh, okay, well, all right. That one's successful for you.
Have y'all ever been on one of these extra websites, ran across somebody that you know?
Yes. So,
no, you have.
I have.
I have known. Like, one person was, like, somebody's husband. And I was like, scrolling through, like, Tinder one day, and everybody is friends with somebody I went to high school with. I was like, fuck all that shit.
Now, what has happened to me before, though, I haven't seen anybody that I know, but I've had some very interesting stories. One was from a Tinder match, and that didn't work out too well because he had a living girlfriend for, like, 2 years. So I was like, yeah, we're going to leave that one alone. Got on Plenty of Fish. Lo and behold, who had the profile? He was like, you just said all these dating sites with your living girlfriend. Okay, that's how that works. I wish I knew her
swingers.
Name. No, the way that situation went down, it was made very clear that they weren't swinging. No, she was very clueless about what was going on.
Oh, my God.
How are you that damn clueless?
Yo,
well,
but
apparently with her job, like, she was traveling a lot, so, yeah, I guess, and he worked from, he had, like, his own business, so I guess with him being at his office when she was at home, and then when she wasn't home, he was at home scrolling to the left. I don't know, so, or swiping right, whichever one it is. It's been a minute.
The ones that trip me out the most is when you see people in the pictures with their wife, and then you read, like, the caption and drinks, like, we are looking for. It's like, oh, no. Red X. Red X.
I saw one before where the guy, he, like, had a picture of his wife and kids on there and said and was explaining that they have an open relationship. So, and, like, you have to be
okay
with that. Yeah, like,
what's the craziest message you've ever gotten?
Oh my God. So one of my pictures was me on, it was for my birthday trip last year, and I'm sitting on a towel just, like, looking off into the water, and some fool said, I wish I was that towel.
Oh,
yeah, they bring out the creepers.
I don't know.
I wish I could say that was the worst.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad, but I was just thinking, like, what is wrong with you?
But what possessed you to even text that?
Block.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and good day, sir. I said good day.
Yeah, I don't know. I've had my run-ins with people online and offline with, like, weird shit, but I think the weirdest thing, people that I've encountered have been, I've met them in person, or they've left a crazy-ass note on my car, which could be almost like online dating.
Oh, yeah. And still talk to flip
old man that left a note on the car, and he's about 57.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, my craziest had to have been, I don't even remember which site, but there wasn't a face, so I'm like, I don't know if this is just, like, some spam site, is it catfishing people, whatever, but actually, I had two weird ones. There's a picture of, like, money, so clearly you know what his MO is. He's looking for women who are interested in money. I get this long, like, dissertation, and it's just like, you know, found you very attractive and blah, 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 this, done the third. I'm a high-profile, I don't remember if it was attorney or judge or whatever it was, but, you know, that's why I can't show my face. And I'm looking for a lady who, you know, would keep it very discreet and blah, blah, blah. You
what?
Would get $2,000 to $3,000 a week just in exchange for XYZ. I was just like, sir,
what
you took all of this to say that?
Com?
No, ma'am,
sir,
not
you know
at all. This is one of the sites that we just named. Yeah, and I even mentioned that. I was like, you know, there are sites that are available for things like that. Please don't message me again.
If I can, like, for your attention to these websites, these ladies can help you out.
Yeah, because I'm not the one. And then I had another message that came through from this guy, and I think his name was Aristotle. That was the name. I was like, clearly your mother did not name you Aristotle. Like, that's not possible. So we communicate back and forth, and I'm not really attracted to him, but I'm like, I mean, we can communicate for now. Like, you'll feel some free time. So then he's like, well, let's exchange numbers. And I'm kind of like, maybe not. I don't know why I did it, but I did it. So I tell him to send me a recent picture so I know it's actually who I'm talking to. Guys, when I tell you the picture that he sent me, I almost spit on my phone. I literally texted him back, and I was like, are you catfishing me? Like, that's not the same person. And he's like, yes, it is. And I think I even sent a picture to the group, and I was like, y'all, I really think I've been catfished, because this dude looks like he is literally about to die, like, in 2 days. Like, I don't know what this is. So I guess he got offended, but he had the nerve to, like, get snappy with me about the comment I made. I tried to be polite about it. Maybe I wasn't as polite as I thought. But, yeah, he had a nerve to catch an attitude, so I had to block him. But, yeah, like, if I could find that picture and post it and just be like, beware, because this is a catfish.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember the one guy thought I was a catfish. Like, he was pressing me really, really hard for more pictures. And I'm like, yo, chill. Like, I'm serious. Like, I just, like, I have a whole bunch posted. Me, like, doing different things. Like, I'm not stealing pictures off of anybody else's page or nothing. But he was just like, all right, let's meet up. And then he was like, nah, it's good. What? Are you serious right now? Like, you really think I'm a catfish? Like, you wouldn't even, like, show up, walk away, like, what Kayla was doing, like, just entertain it for, like, 5 minutes. Hey, you know, nice to meet you. So he was not satisfied with me not sending him, like, a wealth of photographs.
A wealth of photographs.
Wow. I was like, I ain't about to be tripping off this. I don't know you.
I know. I don't want you beating your meat to my pictures.
Right, that shit's scary. Like, that fucking grosses me out.
That stuff happens. Crazy, you remember when we lived together and that happened?
Oh, yes.
It what?
What you say?
Kaylee, you never heard about this story?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. What now?
Man, one night, me and Kimai, her room was above mine. And she's like, yo, Christine, look out the window. There was a man parked in front of our townhouse jacking off in his car with lotion in the passenger
seat.
Could
it be? And Kleenex. And it was so weird because the parking lot was abandoned because it was a holiday. So it's like you could have parked anywhere. It freaked us out because it's like,
you parked in front
of us. Like, why'd you park right in front of our place? Like, it was so weird. We called the police. Yeah.
Straight up called the police. I was just like, I cannot believe this.
Yeah, a total of 5 cars in the parking lot, and you choose our spot. Like, what are you doing?
Wow. Wow. I mean, first of all, I hate, pardon the pun, but how hard up are you that you got to drive around?
Obviously pretty hard.
Like, just
it was hilarious when the cops pulled up, though.
As you should.
When the cops pulled up, it was hilarious. I'd never seen anybody grab tissue so fast.
And you watch longer.
That is so freaking gross.
Yeah,
but, ladies, we have run out of time. Time flew
by. Online dating, would you do it again? Yes or no?
I don't need to. Yay.
I'm bored. If I was sober, probably not.
Nope. Me neither. It was a great
chat.
It was great to talk to you ladies again.
Yes.
Yeah.